17 minutes before 1 o'clock. So the SACP and COSATU are protesting outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria this afternoon. This is over the standoff between the U.S. and Iran. Remember, U.S. President Donald Trump authorized an airstrike earlier this month that killed Iran's military commander, Qasem Soleimani. Let's go live to Pretoria now and speak to Mike Shingange, who is the deputy president of COSATU. Mike, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. So what are you protesting against?
Good afternoon, Clement and your listeners. So we're protesting against what we call U.S. aggression into the countries that are otherwise peaceful and democratic and otherwise loving peace and respecting the international law. It's not only necessarily about escalation now between Iran and USA. You will know that, of course, a number of innocent people have died as a result of that. We know that they've also imposed sanctions on the workers and the poor across those countries where the sanctions are unfairly imposed tend to be the ones that are suffering. You know that there's a coup that has been orchestrated by U.S. in the Venezuela. You know that there's a coup and sanctions and blockade that are being orchestrated by USA in Cuba. Now, our view is that if we don't stand up as the international community, it will be one country after the other, because it is clear now that President Trump is smelling blood. Every time he thinks war.
Yeah.
So we felt that the South Africans who can't stand behind, because we know that ourselves were not immune from this madness of USA.
Well, the U.S. says they were acting to prevent an imminent attack that Soleimani was plotting. We don't have details or evidence of that attack, but if indeed that was the case, surely you wouldn't want to get involved in how a sovereign state counters what they see as an imminent attack.
But that's the same argument that they've used in Iraq when they killed Saddam Hussein. That's the same argument they raised when they killed Muammar Gaddafi. And that's a similar thing that they are using to maim people, innocent children and women in Palestine. There's no evidence of Palestine wanting to attack the USA. There's no threat that was posed by Iraq in the USA. The same with Libya. Ourselves here in South Africa, we've been threatened with sanctions before. For instance, when we signed the Medicine and Related Act in 2001, we were told that would be sanctioned because the USA wanted to protect the corporates that are manufacturing pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Because of the burden of the disease in South Africa, they look at people that are sick as the market from which they must make money.
Yeah.
Today, when we talk about land expropriation without compensation, we have been threatened once again by USA in terms of sanctions. So our point is that we are not a threat to USA, but the more you are not a threat, the more they come to you. They don't go to the areas that indeed those countries they can retaliate and fight for themselves. They go for innocent and peace-loving people.
What message are you trying to send out this afternoon? I'm sure you'll agree with me that Donald Trump won't really care that much. And I understand you're about to even hand over a memorandum now. What are you demanding? What message are you sending out?
We are demanding that they must stop imprisoning political prisoners that come from those areas, Iran, and they must stop their aggression of occupation in the Middle East. We are demanding that they must cease fire with Iran and the Middle East, and also in Cuba and also in Venezuela. Our demand is that they must get out of the areas where they are not necessarily needed. You know that, Clement, today in Africa, more and more American army bases have been built in the African country. For what reasons? Even that they are occupying them by force, so that as and when they want, they are going to come and attack South Africa. We know that they might not care very much, but it doesn't mean that people of the world cannot unite and fight against an oppressive regime. We went through that situation in South Africa ourselves during the racist regime of apartheid, which was prolonged, by the way, by the USA when Ronald Reagan was campaigning against the sanctions that were imposed against apartheid. But the international community stood with us. They campaigned for decades until we were liberated. So we cannot stand back and say that Donald Trump will not care. He will not care, but the people of America, one day they will listen to the cries of the citizens of the world.
All right, Mike Shingange, thank you so much for speaking to us. Mike Shingange is the deputy president of COSATU. Can you imagine Donald Trump listening to COSATU and the SACP making these demands? What do you think his response would be on Twitter?